It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Creativity rooted in musical culture has rarely been an easy fit for art museums designed to cater to visual media. But something different is happening all at once at the new museum, the Guggenheim, and the Museum of Modern Art. Pyotr Orlov tells us about three shows that evoke how music plays a central role in the practice of some artists and their communities.
Seated behind a Hammond B3 console and seven wood-encased Leslie speakers, musician Shedrick Mitchell is bringing to life an installation called A Heavenly Chord. He's improvising a medley of gospel hymns, soul and pop songs, and his own original melodies. A Heavenly Chord is a work by the Chicago-based artist Theaster Gates, part of his career retrospective, Young Lords and Their Traces. Gates is a ceramicist, an archivist, and a community planner. He's also a singer. Co-curator Gary Carrion Muriari says music deeply informs Gates' creative worldview.
You know, you can think about his engagement with music through both objects and through the kind of, let's say, performative aspects. It's like the church organ has a specific history that's tied to music and the communal possibilities of music and the spiritual possibilities of music, even when it's not activated. Those speakers that are on the wall, they're beautiful aesthetic objects, but they also speak to kind of a history of music and, you know, a popular potential of an object to make a kind of musical experience happen in a space that's very much connected to Black history.
Mr. Man, you want to buy my tree?
One way Gates musically activates his art is by staging performances around it. He founded a group called the Black Monks, which includes some of Chicago's finest jazz musicians. The Monks play a spontaneous mix of jazz, gospel, blues, and Buddhist chants. No two performances are alike.
No matter whether the objects are musically focused or not, you know, the potential for them to be activated by the monks or to be like for a communal experience where sound and music can always grow around it. Improvisation is so important to him is because, you know, there may be structures there that you start from, but really surprising, unexpected things can happen.
Music and improvisation are also the foundations of Nick Cave, For Other More, now on view at the Guggenheim Museum. The 63-year-old Cave is a seamster, sculptor, and textile artist. The show includes examples of his sound suits, colorful sculptural costumes he has created in response to the traumatic, violent deaths of young Black men and women in America. These suits have been used in dance and movement performances that can feel like ceremonies. Cave grew up in small town Missouri and gravitated early on towards clothes making and dance music. He went on to study dance with Alvin Ailey and is now a professor in the fashion program at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. He says improvising with style and movement in dance clubs was initially a mode of self-invention, but became a lifelong stimulant.
It was transformative. It just allowed me to let go of everything and not be confined by the surrounding and how people present themselves in these public spaces. You know, everybody there was there for this sense of liberation. So for me, I'm sort of thinking about those ideas and how do I translate that emotion, that concept into an object.
Naomi Beckwith is the Guggenheim's chief curator. She sees the insights Cave gained from club culture in broader community terms.
I think his experiences on the dance floor get us to a place where he's also talking about inspiration coming in a group context. That to dance itself, especially in the club, on the streets, in these kind of social arena, is an act of perpetual creativity where one is feeding off the energies of other. And that is that kind of collective energy that became so important for the ways in which not only he lives his life, but the way he works now.
Collective energy permeates the show called Just Above Midtown, Changing Spaces, now on view at the Museum of Modern Art. Linda Good Bryant ran the Manhattan Gallery Just Above Midtown, or JAM, from 1974 through 1986. It was never financially stable and moved three times, from 57th Street to Nolita and then Soho. But Jam championed the work of black artists who went on to great critical acclaim, like David Hammons and Howard Dina Pendel. Bryant says music was central to Jam, in its programming, its spirit, even its survival.
So one of the things that really distinguished Jam from the other galleries on 57th Street was that we were always playing music. And then the other thing is that black musicians were coming in all the time. So Stevie Wonder, we had a relationship with Roberta Flack. There was a huge recording studio in that building at 50 West 57th Street. So Miles Davis would come down. The folks who came to openings, the folks who came to Jam were musicians.
Jam also provided a space where musicians could work out new ideas. It was a rehearsal space for the late Butch Morris, who organized the sounds of far-flung improvisers using a system he called conduction. In the mid-1980s, Jam nurtured the Black Rock Coalition, which played a key role in desegregating the local punk scene and helped jumpstart bands like Living Color.
The Black Rock Coalition started out of that space. They came there, they met, they rehearsed there, they debated, they created together in that space.
True to its acronym, Jam prided itself on the creative synergy that flowed inside it. Making music became a kind of model for what the gallery was all about.
There was dance. There was media art. It was like that cross-pollination of different forms of creative expression that fall within the quote-unquote art category of creativity. They were going on side by side.
Guggenheim director Naomi Beckwith points out that what these exhibits have in common is a focus on artists centering music as an essential part of Black creative expression.
The more that we can talk about these modes of working from these amazing Black communities, incorporating experimentation, incorporating collective practice, really thinking about the body, the more that we are absolutely enriching the story of art history.
The Astor Gates will perform with the Black Monks at the New Museum this weekend to activate his exhibition, which closes on Sunday. Meanwhile, MoMA hosts Butch Morris-style conductions featuring Vernon Reed of Living Color and other guests, February 9th through 11th. Nick Cave for Othermore runs through April. Check the museum's websites for details. Pyotr Orlov, WNYC News.